Bemilz Hashem, we're going to learn B'siyata Deshmaya Brochas Daf Mem Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Heviu Lefonov Meliach Tchila Upas Imoy. If they first brought to the meal some salted food, and after that they brought with it some bread, Mevorich Ala Meliach Upoiter Es Hapas. He makes a bracha on the salted food, which is the more dominant and more choshev and significant part of the meal, and the pas, the bread, shapas tfeiloloi, and the bread is just secondary, it's tofel to the salted food. Says the Mishnah Zeh Klal, kol shehu ikar v'imoy tfeilo, whenever you have a primary food and another food that's just tofel, it's a secondary to it, mevorich alo ikar upoiter es hatfeilo. He makes a brocha only on the food which is the primary one and not on the secondary food. Says the Gemara, is there any type of food, any type of salted food, which is more primary, more ikar than bread, to say that bread is tofel to it? Omer of Acha, Bered Rev Avira, Omer of Ashi, Bo'ichle Peiris Genoisar Shonu. Peiris Genoisar were very, very choshev, very prestigious and significant type of fruits, and they are even more choshev than bread, and when eating them, then the bread was tofel to it. Now the truth is that these fruits of Genoisa were extremely sweet. In order to be able to eat them, they would have to add some salt to it, and that's why it's called Meliach. And in order that the salt should not harm the person, they would eat it with a little bit of bread, and that bread, relative to the Genoisa, is a tofel. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, when we would go behind Rabbi Yochanan lemeichel peiros ginoisar to eat the fruits of ginoisar, when we were 100 people following him, menaktinon leilu kol chad v'chad asoro asoro, each one of us would collect and pick 10 fruits. Between all of us, there would be 1,000 ginoisar fruits. If there were only 10 of us following Rabbi Yochanan, menaktinon leikol chad v'chad Meo, meo. Each one of us 10 would pick 100 fruits of Ginoisar, again making sure that there would be 1,000 fruits for Rabbi Yochanan. V'chol meo minayhu. Every 100 Ginoisar fruits have a marzik lehu tzano bar tlosa soy. Every 100 Ginoisar fruits would fit into a basket, into a container the size of 432 eggs, which means that each one of these 1,000 Ginoisar fruits was the size of 4.32 eggs. He would eat all 1,000. Umishtaba, when he was finished, he would make a promise, he would make a shvur, delay toims, you know, he hasn't even eaten food. Asks the Gemara, Ziyuna sol kedaitach? Could it be that he said he hadn't eaten food? What do you mean you haven't eaten food? You've just eaten 1,000 Geneser fruits. Elo emer mezoino. He says that, no, this has not yet sustained me. This is not real sustenance. Rebavo ochil ad dehava shorik le duvdava me'apuse. Rebavo would eat so many Ginoisar fruits that a fly would slip off his forehead. He would be so much, his forehead would become so oily from these fruits. Rebami verv asi ava ochli ad denosur mezaihu. They would eat the Ginoisar fruits until their hair would fall out. Reb Shimon ben Lokish have ochil ad demorid. He would eat them until he actually became delirious, and the situation became very vulnerable and dangerous. Va'omer lehu Reb Yochanan lebein nesiyah. Reb Yochanan would notify the home of the nasi that Reish Lakish is not in a good matzav, not in a good position. V'have mashadu le Reb Yehuda nesiyah, and Reb Yehuda nesiyah, the nasi, would send ba'alushi, a troop of people, abasrei, to follow Reish Lakish, u'maisel le lebeisei, and would return him to his home. Continues the Gemara, ki asa Reb Dimi, when Reb Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Ir achas hoy soloi leyanei hamelech behar hamelech. Yanei hamelech had a city in the Har Hamelech. Shehoyu moitzien mimeno shishim riboy sfoli toris lekoitu tzeitainim. There were so many fig trees there that in order to feed the fig pickers, they would need every single week, me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, they would need 600,000 bowls of toris, which is sliced tuna, just in order to be able to feed those that were picking the figs. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came to Bovel, Omar, he said, Ilon echot hoyoloi liyane hamelech bahar hamelech. Yanai HaMelech in Har HaMelech had one tree. Shoyu meridin mimenu, they would bring down from it arboim sa'o goizlois. They would bring down 40 young pigeons, newly born, newly hatched pigeons, misholish breichis b'chodesh. Three intervals of the month, they would bring down that many pigeons. Ki also Rav Yitzchok, when Rav Yitzchok came to Bovel, Omar, he said, Ir achas hoiso be'eretz Yisrael, there's a city in Eretz Yisrael, v'gufonis shmo. The name is Gufonis. Shehoyu bo shmoinim zugois achim. There were 80 sets of brothers, 160 people, and there were 80 sets. There were every two of them were brothers. And koyanim, and they were all koyanim, and nesuin shmoinim zugois achoyos koyanois. And they were married to 80 sets of koyhanois that were sisters. It means two brothers married two sisters. Two brothers married two sisters, and there were 80 sets like that. And both the men and the women were koyanim and koyhanois. Ubotku rabbonon, and the rabbonon in Bovel, they searched, Misura v'ad Narador, which are two places in Bovel. V'loy ashkechu, they only found one set of brothers married to sisters. Bar mibnose de Rav Chisda, the two daughters of Rav Chisda, the Havana Sivon, they were married to two brothers, Lerami Bar Choma, Ulamar Ukvar Bar Choma. V'afel gav de inhi, have a kehansa, and even in that one case, the two girls, they were kehanois, v'inhu, but the two men, loy have a kehani, they were not kehanim. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav, kol su'udo she'ein boi melech, any meal that does not have salt, others say that it's supposed to say moliach, that does not have a salted food, eino su'udo is not called a significant meal. Omer of Chia bar Abba, Omer of Yechanon, kol su'udo she'ein boi sorif, any meal that does not have some form of a soup, eino su'udo is not considered a significant meal. Says the Mishnah, ochal anovim ute'einim v'rimoinim. If somebody eats either grapes or figs or pomegranates, mevorich achareim sholish brochis. He says berachas hamozin after it, the full berachas hamozin. Diri Rebben Gamliel, vechachomim oimrim. The chachomim say you don't make berachas hamozin brocha achas me'en sholish, an abridged version of the three brochas, which we know as al hamichya. Rebbe Akiva oimir afilo ochal shelek. Even if somebody ate a cooked vegetable, but he's using it as his sustenance, he's using this as his meal, he makes the full birchas hamozin on it. Continues the Mishnah, somebody who's drinking water in order to quench his thirst, he makes the brocha that we know as shahakil before drinking it. Rab Tarfon says, you know what brocha you make on water? We thank Hashem for creating many nefoshos and the chesreinos, etc. Says the Gemara, my tama derben gamliel. What's the reason, what's the source of Rabban Gamliel that says that anyone who eats from the Shivas Haminim, Chitos, Oiro, Gefen, Te'eno, Rimoin, Zayis, and Tomor, he has to make a full Birchas Hamozin after it. Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Eretz, Chito, Utsoiro, Gef, Vegefen, Ute'eno, Verimoin, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Udvash, Uchsiv, and then it says afterwards the next Pasuk, Eretz ashaloi b'miskenus toichal bo lechem loisech sar koil bo Eretz ashavona barzel umeareo tachtziv nechoishes. And the pasuk after that, uchsiv v'chalto v'savato v'irachto es Hashem elekecho al oretz atoiva shenosan loch. So you have three consecutive psukim. The first one is the Shiva Saminim. The third one is Birchas Hamozin. Says Rabban Gamliel that the middle pasuk is not an interruption, and the bracha of Birchas Hamozin, the three main brachas, goes on anyone who eats anything from the Shivas Haminim mentioned in that first pasuk. V'rabbonon, the Chachomim will argue and say that you don't make a Birchas Hamozin on the Shivas Haminim. How do they understand? They say Eretz Hifsik ha'inyan. The middle posuk, Eretz asher lo b'miskenus toichel bo lechem, the land where bread will not be eaten in poverty, interrupts between the posuk of the Shivas Haminim before it and the posuk of Birchas Hamazon after it. And they maintain that the Birchas Hamazon is only referring to lechem, to bread mentioned in that middle posuk. Rebbe Gamliel nami eretz hivsika inyon. How does Rebbe Gamliel answer this claim? Why does he not understand that this middle posuk speaking about bread interrupts between the Shivas Haminim and Birchas Hamazon? Says Rebbe Gamliel, "Hahumi boile limuute akoisus esachito." This middle pasuk is not a complete separation, starting something new. It's coming to explain to us that of the five minim mentioned in the first pasuk, chita, soira, etc., two of them are grains, chita and soira. Now, regarding chita, the Gemara here does not speak about the soira, but regarding chita, I may have thought that even somebody that just chews and swallows some kernels of wheat, he has to make Birchas Hamazon. So the second pasuk is telling us, no, that those of the Shivas Haminim that are grains, they, from them one makes lechem, lo b'miskenus toichal bo lechem, and only if the grain has been turned into a lechem, then they say Birchas Hamazon. You have to say a proper Birchas Hamazon on it. But the other of the Shivas Haminim mentioned in that first pasuk, those that are not grains, on them one says Birchas Hamazon when one eats them. Is coming. The middle pasuk is just teaching us that if one chews the kernels of wheat and does not turn the wheat into bread, that one does not make Birchas Hamazon on them. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yaakov bar Idi Omar of Chanina. Kol shehu mechameishas haminim, anything which is made of the five species of grain, bitchila mevarich alav boire minim mezoinis, you make a mezoinis before you eat it, ulebesoif brocho achas me'en sholish, and after it you make an alamichya me'en sholish. Omar Rabbe bar Meri, Omar Bishua ben Levi, kol shehu mishivas haminim, those of the Shivas Haminim, which are not grains, which is the Gefen Te'eno Rimoin Zeis Shemen Udvash, B'tchila Mavarich Boyer Pri Ha'etz, before eating them you make a Ha'etz, because they are fruits, Ule B'soif Brocho Achas Me'en Sholish, they are Shivas Haminim, and when you finished eating them you make an Ala Michya, and this is following the Chachomim in our Mishnah. Oma Le'a Ba'el Rav Dimi, we keep speaking about this one abridged version of Birchas Hamazon, which is a single bracha, which is instead of the three brachas. How does the text go? What's the formula of this bracha? Omer li, apeira de'etz. If we're talking about fruits, which are the five minim at the end of the list of the Shivas Haminim, then you say as follows: we thank Hashem al ha'etz on the trees, al pri ha'etz, and on the fruit trees, val tenuvas hasoda, the produce of the fields, val eretz chemda toiva urachova, and the land referring to Eretz Yisrael, which is desirable, good, and spacious, shein chalto laviseinu, that you have given as a heritage to our parents, to our forefathers, lechol mepiru, in order to eat from its fruits, v'lisboya mituva, and to be satisfied from its goodness, rachim Hashem elekeinu, Hashem, have mercy al Yisrael Amecha, on Klal Yisrael, your people, val Yerushalayim Yirecha, and on Yerushalayim, your city, val Mikdashcha, and on your Beis HaMikdash, val Mizbechecha, and on your Mizbeach, v'tibone Yerushalayim Ir Kodshecha, and build Yerushalayim, your holy city, b'mehir of Yomeinu, speedily in our days, v'aleinu l'soicha, and bring us up into the Beis HaMikdash, into Yerushalayim, v'samcheinu bo, and we should be gladdened in it, ki ato toiv, because you are good, umeitiv lakoil, and you do good to everything. And that's the bracha of the Alamichya for Peiris. D'chameshes haminim, in the event that you're eating the other types of dogon, the chameshes mine dogon, then you, which are not fruits, then you say as follows: Alamichya, we thank Hashem for the nourishment, v'alakalkolo, and for the sustenance, v'altenuvas asoda, and for the produce of the field, chulu, etc., until the end of the bracha that we just saw. V'choysam, and how do you end the bracha? Baruch ato Hashem, al ha'oretz, on the land, v'alamichya, and on the nourishment. Says the Gemara, michtam b'mayichotim. We just saw now a pair of the eights. The Gemara told us the whole text of the bracha. Now it's true that when the Gemara told us the chameishes haminim, what bracha to make, the Gemara just said v'chaysum al ha'aretz v'al ha'michya. But when the Gemara was talking about peira de'etz on the fruits, the Gemara did not tell us how to end the bracha. Ki osar Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said as follows: Rav chosim b'Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, which has nothing to do with Berachas HaMazon, how would he finish the tefillah? Boruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. We are praising Hashem who sanctifies Klal Yisrael and the Rosh Chodashim, the Rosh Chodesh. So even though we have a rule that at the end of a bracha has to have one topic and not two, nonetheless, Mekadesh Yisrael is not a contradiction to Rosh Chodashim, and we can mention both. And the Gemara is going to discuss this at greater length on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Hochemai, how did you end off the bracha of Al HaMichya on fruits? Rav Chisda Omar Al Ha'oretz Va'al Peiro Yiseho. The Nusach was Boruch Ato Hashem Al Ha'oretz Va'al Peiro Yiseho. Rabbi Yechidin Omar Al Ha'oretz Va'al HaPeiros. Not on the land and on its fruit, like Rav Chisda said, rather Al Ha'oretz Va'al HaPeiros, on the land and fruit. Omer of Amram. Rav Amram said, "V'loy pligi." They're not really arguing. Ha lon ha lahu. Us in Bovel, which is actually where Rav Chisda came from, they would say al ha'oretz val peiros seho. We're praising Hashem for Eretz Yisrael and its fruit. We're not eating those fruits. It's the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we're praising Hashem for. V'ha lahu, but in Eretz Yisrael, which is where Rabbi Yochanan came from, he would just say al ha'oretz val peiros, on the land that we're living in and on the fuits that we're eating. Maskeflor Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked, "Inhu ochli va'anan mevarchin? Can it be that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael are being eaten in Eretz Yisrael, va'anan and us in Bovel are making a brocha on the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? That, like the Gemara just said, now ha'lon, that in Bovel we say al ha'oretz val peiros seho, we're praising Hashem for Eretz Yisrael and its fruit eaten in Eretz Yisrael. Elo epech, turn it round the other way round. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda didn't say al ha'oretz val peiros seho. Rav Chisda said al ha'oretz val peiros. Rav Chisda was in Bovel and he said that we're praising Hashem for Eretz Yisrael and for the fruits that we're eating here in Bovel. Rabbi Yechanan, but Rabbi Yechanan, who was in Eretz Yisrael, he would say al ha'oretz, we make a bracha thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, v'al peiroseho, and for its fruits that he was appreciating and benefiting from in Eretz Yisrael." Continues the Gemara, Omer v'yitzchok bar avdimi mishum rabbeinu. Al habea, on eggs, v'al minei kufra, and on any types of meat, b'tchila mevorech shahakil, before eating it, you make the bracha of shahakil. Ula b'seif, when you finished eating it, b'ir nefoshis rabbis v'chulei, you make the well-known bracha of b'ir nefoshis. Avul yarka, when you eat vegetables, loy, you do not make any bracha after eating the vegetables. You make adoma before you eat, and after you eat, you don't make any bracha. It's not choshev enough that to deserve a bracha achreina. That was Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi. Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, but Rabbi Yitzchok holds afilu yarka. Even on vegetables, you say b'ir nefoshes after eating them. Aval maya, if you just drink water, loy, you don't make any bracha. It's not choshev enough to deserve a bracha after you drink. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says afilu maya. Even on water, you make the bracha of b'ir nefoshes. Marzutra Ovid, Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi. Zutra, he used to practice like Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi, that he would only make a b'ir nefoshes on eggs and meats. Rav Simi bar Ashi Ovid k'Rabbi Yitzchok. He would do like Rabbi Yitzchok, that he would say b'ir nefoshes even on vegetables. V'simonoch, how are you going to remember who paskened like who? Chad k'trei or trei k'chad. You've got Mar Zutra is a single name. We don't refer to him by his father's name as well. He did like Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi. He followed the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchok, who is we relate to him as the son of Avdimi. So that's two generations. It's him, the son of his father. So that's Chad betray. And Rav Simi bar Ashi, who we mention him with his father, he did like Rabbi Yitzchok, who we mentioned him just on his own without his father. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Ashi, and no, I zimna dechimat charnei, when I remember avidna kekulu, I make bayu nefashos on all of them, also on eggs and meat, also on vegetables, and also on water. Continues the Gemara. Tnan, we learnt in the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. Kol sheton brocha le'acharav, ton brocha lefonov. Any food item that needs a brocha after it, when you finished eating it, also obviously needs a brocha before you eat it. V'yesh, there are some cases sheton brocha lefonov, that you make a brocha before enjoying it. V'ein ton brocha le'acharav, but you do not make a brocha achreina. And we're going to now discuss what food needs a brocha rishayna, but not a brocha achreina. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avdimi, we can understand it. Lafuke yarka, it's the exclusion, or it's coming to explain that yarkis, vegetables, they need a brocha rishayna, but they do not need a brocha achreina. Rabbi Yitzchok, and according to Rabbi Yitzchok also, Lafuke maya, it's coming to say the rule in that Mishnah is telling us that that regarding water, that's the case where you make a bracha before, but you do not make a bracha after it. Elo le Rav Papa, lafuke mai, according to Rav Papa, that says that you make a bayu nefashos even on water, then what is the Mishnah there telling us? What's the case that you make a bracha rishayna and do not make a bracha achrayna? Says the Gemara, lafuke mitzvahs. When you make a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. You take a lulav, you say a bracha of al natilas lulav before it. When you finish natilas lulav, you don't make a bracha. You put on tefillin in the morning, you make a bracha, or you make two brachas. When you take off the tefillin, you don't make a bracha. That's a bracha rishayna without a bracha achrayna. So asks the Gemara or Lebnei Marova, but for those who are living in Eretz Yisrael, who they had the custom, the bosa de masalki tefilaihu, after they would take off their tefillin, mevarchi, they would make a bracha. Asher kichonu b'mitzvaysav, V'tzivonu, you sanctified us with your mitzvahs and you commanded us, lishmer chukov, to observe your decrees. That was the bracha they made after taking off the tefillin. Lafuke mai. So according to him, even after doing a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So in what case do we find that you make a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achrayna? Says the Gemara, lafuke richoni. Regarding a fragrance, when you smell a besomim that we've mentioned previously in the perek, then when you have a besomim, you make a bracha before, you do not make a bracha after it. Some say the reason you don't make a bracha after it is because it's not a choshev enough pleasure, and others say that since the benefit, the enjoyment, the pleasure you have of besomim is only while you're smelling it. The second later, you don't have pleasure from it anymore. So it's similar to achar kadei ikul, it's compared to food after the time that it's already fully digested, that you cannot make a bracha achrayna on it anymore. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rebbe. Some say that it should be Omer Rabbi Zeira. Kol shehu kebeitza, any food item which is the size of an egg, beitza toivo mimenu, an egg itself is healthier than it. Ki osa Rovin, when Rovin came, Omer, he explained, Tova beosa megulgalto, a lightly roasted egg is healthier than mishisa kaisa sulta, than 6 basket loads of very fine flour, that each basket load is the size of 6 beitzim. That's what the kaisi is. So having one lightly roasted egg is healthier and more beneficial for a person than 36 beitzim of fine flour. Ki also Rav Dimi, Omar Tova Beeso Migulgalto Mishiso, like we just saw in the name of Rovin, that a lightly roasted egg is better than Shiso, is better than 6 kaisi of fine flour. Matviso, if it's fully roasted, the egg, Me'arba, then it's better than 4 kaisi of fine flour. Mevushalto, if the egg is cooked, or it's boiled. On this, Rav Yanai said before, Kol shehu kebeitza, any other food item which is the size of a beitza, of an egg, this beitza, this boiled egg, toivo imenu, is healthier than the other food item, lebar mibisra, besides for meat, where we do not claim that this boiled egg, the size of a beitza, is healthier than a kebeitza-sized piece of meat. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva Oymer, afilu ochal shelek, v'hu mezoinei mevorech alav gimel brachis, you make birchas hamozoin even on a cooked vegetable. Asks the Gemara, Mi'ika midi dahava shelek mezoini? Is there ever a situation where a cooked vegetable can become the meal, the sustenance of a person? Omer v'ashi, yes. Bekelach shel kruv, when cooking a stalk of cabbage, shonu, that's what Rabbi Akiva was referring to, and it was common practice then to be totally satisfied and have a meal on cooked stalks of cabbage. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, t'choil, eating from the spleen, is yofel l'shinayim, is very beneficial for the teeth, v'kosher l'bnei me'ayim, but it's harmful for the intestines. Kreshin, when eating leeks, koshim l'shinayim, it's harmful for the teeth, v'yofin l'bnei me'ayim, it's beneficial for the intestines. Kol yerek chai, eating raw vegetables, moirik, it causes a person's color to pale. V'chol cotton, and when eating something which is not yet fully grown, maktin, it causes a person to stop growing. V'chol nefesh, eating anything which is live or which was live, meshiv es nefesh, it revitalizes life. V'chol koriv l'nefesh, and eating something that's close to life, well, the Gemara is going to explain all these things, meshiv es nefesh, it revitalizes the life force within us. Kruv, cabbage, lemozoin is there in order to satisfy us. V'tardin and the beets, l'refuah, they are good for healing. Oiloi lebayis, woe to the stomach, which is going to be home to the lefes, she'alefes eiveres besoichei, that a turnip travels through it, it's very harmful for the person. Says the Gemara, Omarmar, we're now going to explain them. T'choil, eating from a spleen, yofel ishinaim, it's good, it's beneficial for one's teeth, v'kosher l'bnei me'ayim, but harmful for a person's intestines. Maitekante, so what's his remedy? What can he do? He wants to use it for his teeth, but he doesn't want to hurt his intestines. So says the Gemara, nil asei, he should chew it, and then his teeth will have the benefit from it. V'neshadya, and then he should spit it out, and it will not harm his intestines. Says the Gemara, Kreshin, regarding the leeks, koshin l'shinayim, it's not good for the teeth, v'yofin l'bnei me'ayim, but it's good for the intestines. Mai tekante, how should he enjoy or get the benefits of these leeks? Says the Gemara, l'shalkinhu, he should cook them very much, and then they're very soft, v'nivle'inhu, and that way he can swallow it without having to bite it, and that way he will not harm his teeth, but he'll have the benefits to his intestine, to his digestive system. Says the Gemara, kol yerek chai moirik, eating a raw vegetable causes a person to pale. Omer b'yitzchok besuda rishoino shel achar hakoza. This is only correct when it's the first meal after hakoza. We've seen this previously. There used to be a custom of bloodletting. They would do what we would call like a blood test. They would remove some blood and they would do it for health reasons. And the first meal after that, one should not eat raw vegetables, and if one does, it will make a person become pale. V'oma Rabbi Yitzchok, kol ha'oichel yerek, anybody who ate vegetables, koidem arba shoyis osa l'saper imenu, don't talk to him in the first 4 hours of the day. Ma'itama, mishum reicha, because the odor is very harmful to an empty stomach. It was customary then that people would eat their meal in the 4th hour of the day. Until then, they were on an empty stomach. If you're on an empty stomach, do not smell the odor of somebody who has eaten vegetables. V'omer b'yitzchok, osur l'odom sheyoichal yerek chai koidem arba shois. It's also for a person, and this is nothing to do with harming somebody else who's going to be on an empty stomach. For the person himself, it's also to eat raw vegetables before, in the first 4 hours of the day. Ameimer u'marzutra Rav Ashi have a yosvi. The three of them, Ameimer, Marzutra, and Rav Ashi, were sitting together. Aisu kamayu yerek chai, they would bring raw vegetables in front of them. Koidem arba shois, before the end of the 4 hours of the day. Ameimer v'Rav Ashi ochal, they ate. U'marzutra lo yochal. Marzutra did not eat those raw vegetables. Omrulei, they said to Marzutra, "Mai da'teich? Why are you not eating? Is it the Omar b'Yitzchok kol ha'oichel yerek koidem arba shois osa l'saper imenu mishum reicha? Is it because of the first quote of Rabbi Yitzchok that says that if you eat these vegetables, then until the first 4 hours of the day, somebody on an empty stomach should not speak to him. Vo'ananda ko'achlinon, we've already eaten these vegetables. V'komishtoyis ba'adon, and you're eating with us, and you're speaking to us. That means the fact that you're speaking to us, even though it's still within the first 4 hours of the day, and we ate vegetables, you clearly don't hold of the Rabbi Yitzchak. Omaluhum, Razutra answered back, Anok idoch to Rabbi Yitzchak sfirulei, I do hold of the second quote of Rabbi Yitzchak. Domer Rabbi Yitzchak, also le'odom sh'eichal yerek chai, koidim arba shois. It's unhealthy, it's dangerous, or it's inappropriate for a person to eat these raw vegetables in the first 4 hours of the day. Continues the Gemara, Kol koton maktin. We saw before that when somebody eats something which is very small, it's not yet fully grown, maktim, it can stop a person from growing. Omer of Chizda, afilu gadia bar zuza. Even if eating a kid that is valued at a single zuz, it's valued at a single zuz, is included in cotton. Why? Because it's not yet grown fully, and therefore eating it will stop a person growing. V'loy omron elo delesbe river. This is only true if the whatever you're eating has not grown a quarter of its potential growth. Avil isbe river, if a quarter of its growth it's already grown, less than bar, there's no problem to eat it. Continues the Gemara, Kol nefesh meshiv nefesh. When one eats something that was live, it revitalizes life. Omer of Papa, afilo gildani debegili. Even eating tiny, tiny fish that grow amongst the reeds in the swamp, since they are very small, and they're originally small, not that they are still small, because then it's going to stop a person growing. It's a whole nefesh, a complete fish, which is eaten whole, that revitalizes the nefesh. Continues the Gemara, Kol ha-koroiv le-nefesh, anything that's close to life, Meshivis ha-nefesh revitalizes life. What's close to life? Omer v'acha bar Yaakov, unka. The throat, that's where an animal lives from, and eating the meat of which is close to the throat revitalizes life. Omer le-rova le-shamei. Rova would say to his shamash, to the one who's watching him, who's helping him, ki maiseli umtsa debisra, when you're searching for a piece of meat for me, take the trouble to find a piece of meat that comes close, that's from the part of the animal where a brocha was made. Where was the brocha made? Ala shchita. Where was an animal slaughtered? On its throat. So try and find me a piece of meat that's close to the throat. Continues the Gemara, kruv, cabbage, lemozoin is made to sustain, to give a person nourishment, but taradin lerafua, but the taradin is there just for cure. Asks the Gemara, kruv lemozin inu lerafua loy, is a cabbage only good for sustenance and not for rafua? Vatani, we learnt in a brisa, shisha dvorim merapin es achile micholyoy, there are six things that cure a sick person, urufuason rafua, and their cure is a permanent one. Ve'eluhen, and they are kruv, cabbage, which is what we're talking about now, v'taradin, umei sisin dvash, v'keva, v'heres, v'yeseres ha-covid. These six things are good for a fuas. So you see that the kruv, the cabbage, is good for a cure. Elo'ema, what we intended to say is not that kruv is only for mozoin and taradin is only for a fuas. We meant to say that kruv, af le-mozoin, is also for a fuas, but also for mozoin. Continues the Gemara, Oiloi lebayis shalefes averes besoichoi, woe to the stomach that turnips pass through it. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that true? V'omar le-rova le-shamei, Rova said to his shamash, Kichozis lifta b'shuka, when you see a turnip in the marketplace, Loi tamely, don't ask me, b'may korchas rifta, what are you going to eat with your bread? You know exactly what I mean, you're going to buy the turnips, and you're going to give it to me with the bread. Omar Abaya, mibli bosor. When is the turnips bad for the person, for the stomach? When it's eaten without meat. When a person eats it together with meat, then the strength of the meat takes away from the strength of the turnips, and then it's not dangerous. Verova omar mibli yain. It's only dangerous, it's only unhealthy if one doesn't drink wine after it, but if you drink wine after it, it takes away its strength, and it's okay. Itmar, Rav Omar mibli bosor. Rav said that it's only dangerous if one doesn't eat meat after it. Shmuel Omar Mibli Eitzim. Shmuel says that when it's only unhealthy, if one doesn't cook it very, very much, beyond the regular amount of cooking necessary. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Mibli Yain. If one doesn't drink wine after it. Omale Rava Lerav Papa Sudni. Rava said to Rav Papa, and this was the Rav Papa that he used to sell beer. He himself was actually a brewer, a beer brewer. He used to make date beer. So Rava said to him, Anan Tavrinon, we break the strength of these turnips, Tavrinon la bebisra, with meat, or v'chamra, and wine. Atun, but you, deloy nafish luchu chamra, you don't have wine, you don't have a lot of wine, de maita risulo, what are you going to break the strength of the turnips with? Omale, but sivi, with wood, we're gonna cook it very, very well. Kihad bisu de Rav Papa, the daughter of Rav Papa, bosa de mevashlilo, after the turnips were completely cooked, tavrilo, she would break its strength by cooking it again, betamnon ufe parasiosa. With 8 very large logs, she would continue cooking it, and that would totally take away the strength of these turnips. Tana Rabbanon, dag katan meliach, a small salty fish, pa'amim shu meimis, sometimes it can kill a person. When, b'shiva, on the 7th day after it was salted, u'b'shiva asa on the 17th day, u'b'esrim v'shiva on the 27th day, v'omrilo, and some say b'esrim v'shloisha on the 23rd day. V'lo omron, and this is only true, elo b'motui v'lo imotui. If it's roasted, but not properly roasted. Aval motui shapir, if it's very well roasted, less than ba, there's no danger, there's no problem to eat it. Udeloi matvi shapir, and even in the case where it's not roasted properly, lo omron elo deloi shoso basrei shichra, it's only true if they did not drink immediately afterwards some beer. If you drank some beer after it, less than bo, it's not dangerous. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that somebody who drinks water to quench his thirst, he makes a shahakil niya bidvari, and Reb Tarfon says, you say boi nefoshos rabbis. Says the Gemara, lafuke mai. What does it mean you're drinking water to quench your thirst, and not what? When would you drink water and not quench your thirst? Omer of Idi Bar Ovin, lafuke leman de chonke umtza, a person who's choking on a piece of meat, so he's going to use some water just to release his throat, and not because in order to quench his thirst. Continues the Gemara, Reb Tarfon oime boi nefoshos rabbis. The Mishnah says you say shahakil, Reb Tarfon says boi nefoshos. Asks the Gemara, omale rova barav chonon la'abaya, v'omri lo l'rav Yosef, hilchas amai, what's the halacha? Do you make shahakil, or do you make boi nefoshos? Omar li, he answered back, puk, go out, chazi and see my amo dvar, how the people conduct themselves. And that's what the minig is, and we all know that the minig is, and the halacha is that you say shahakil before you drink the water, and boi nefoshos after you drink the water. Hadron aloch keitzad mevorchin, mi'etz Hashem will do chazor on that perek, and in the next shiur we're going to start the perek shloisho she'ochlu.